You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about habits and we're going to talk about how to quit a bad habit, okay? So it's something that we talked about in the past in our podcast, but because this is a productivity and well-being podcast as well as entrepreneurship, I think it's very important to reiterate this point over and over again, because just like when you're trying to quit a bad habit, you have to try several times to do so. So I think it's very important for me to repeat it so that you guys don't lose track of what you're currently doing and what's important, okay? So as usual, please share this podcast with friends and family members who are struggling with something. It's important to support each other, and I know for a fact they will love you for it. So let's get right into it. Point number one is to identify a new version of yourself that you want to achieve, all right? Remember this, without visualization, you can't build a goal. You can't build a new life for yourself. You can't just say, I don't want to smoke cigarettes. I'm going to use that as an example because I used to smoke a lot of cigarettes when I was younger. You can't just say, I don't want to smoke cigarettes anymore, because your brain doesn't know the difference between positive and negative. So when you say, I don't want, then smoke cigarettes, your brain, trust me, it's thinking about cigarettes. Every time that you pronounce those words out loud or even in your head, your brain goes back and retrieves all the memories of you, you know, like sipping pina coladas and smoking a cigarette with your friends, and all of a sudden you have that craving popping up again. So you have to identify a new version of yourself that you want to achieve. And remember that when you quit a bad habit, you leave a vacuum in your lifestyle. You leave empty space that you need to fill with something else. So if you're passionate about sports, for example, just commit to getting into sports again. And every time that you have a craving for a cigarette, for example, just make sure to commit to doing something different. For example, I don't know, play basketball or something. So you have to, point number two here, you have to envision it daily, Game Changers. If you don't do this as a daily practice, you're definitely not going to overcome this huge hurdle. Let's be honest, when you hear people say, you know, positive thinking, like, oh, all I need to do is just think positively and things will change. That's not true, because when you think about it that way, you kind of underestimate the level of importance of this task. Quitting a bad habit is super hard, and we don't want to lie to ourselves about this, okay? So by envisioning this change every single day, you give it the right amount of weight, okay, in your life. So it becomes part of who you are now. Point number three, you gotta take small steps toward the goal and journal about your struggles daily. Game Changers, again, this is not about, you know, happy thoughts all the time. You will struggle. You will go through days where you're like, oh my God, I need to have that cigarette. I'm gonna still use that as an example. But that's the thing. If you have those struggles, and again, it's not if you have, when you will have those struggles, pick up a pen, sit down, write how you feel. You have to process those feelings. Now, if you remember, we talked about this in the old episodes, a lot of these bad habits are just coping mechanisms for some unsolved issues that you have faced in the past. And for that reason, when you pick up the pen and you start writing your bodily feelings, you're going to start realizing that are actually the same feelings that you used to have because of something else that happened in your life. May have been a breakup, may have been some, you know, family situations that didn't work out, may be an old business that failed and now you have all that stress and think, you know, I'm not good enough. There's so many reasons why you may have those feelings, but if you journal, again, you want to do this every single day, you'll start seeing patterns in your life, and you're going to be able to make changes from that perspective, from a third party perspective that now understands yourself. This is, journaling is basically the best way to do therapy without having to go through a therapist, okay? Point number four, once you have achieved your goal, don't let your guard down. keep pushing. This is super important, game changers. I've seen a lot of people relapse into their old habits just because they thought that the journey was over. You know, I'm going to use the example about smoking. Like, they were smoking 20 cigarettes a day. They're able to quit for a week or 2 weeks. And then next thing you know, they go to a club. Someone offers them a cigarette on the patio. They say, well, I'm smoking. I'm having a drink with my friends. I'm in a social circumstance. Why not? I'm going to have just one cigarette. Anyway, I already quit, so I'm in control. Little did they know, they get home the day after. They're stressed out. They're tired. They're hungover, whatever it is. They go downstairs to the corner store to buy another pack of smokes. And there they are, back to their old habits. Don't let that happen, game changers. You did so much, you've come so far. Don't let yourself down right at this time. Actually, once you are quitting, like once you're done with your bad habit, you should keep on journaling about the feelings of accomplishment that you have. Because when you journal about positive feelings, positive accomplishments, you're going to reinforce those. So next time that someone pops up in front of you and say, hey, they got a cigarette, just tell them like, hey, not at all. I feel amazing. And the reason why you know that is because you've been journaling about it. You know, like I feel super alert. My lungs are clean. My mouth feels better. Like I don't have, you know, like colds anymore or sore throats, whatever that may be. But you have to be true to yourself. This is not going to be an easy journey. It's going to be a long journey. After a few months, a year, 2 years, whatever it is, then if you are completely under control, then you can start playing around again. But you have to be very careful because, you know, I was reading a book in the past. It's called Recovery by Russell Brand. And he talks about addictions. And he says that addictions are like a tide. They disappear. But then when you least expect it, they come back and they take everything back. And you don't want that to happen, game changers. As I said, this is a journey and you want to make sure to treat it like such. And it's not going to be just a one-time thing. All right. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. And I will talk to you in the next one.